Hello, everybody. With Richard Piper and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now. 844-322-2742. Same number in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob. This month, we're looking at the whole topic of reconciliation, and this week, we've been looking at Colossians 1, 15 through 23. On Monday, we talked about Jesus as the superior being of all superior beings, that he takes preeminence over everything. He's the creator. He's everything. And because of that, yesterday we talked about God being pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things. Well, today I want to take a look at verses 21 and 22. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he, God, he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. And what you see here right in the middle of this passage is that word reconciled again. And it's exactly the same reconciled word we talked about yesterday, which is stronger than just regular reconciliation. In this case, it indicates that the harmed party, that is God himself, has taken the initiative to restore a relationship of peace with us. We couldn't do it ourselves, but he can do it. And so what Paul is saying here is that we were enemies of God. I mean, we were alienated. We were estranged from him. This was a completely broken relationship. We were hostile to God. The evil he talks about, this word means not just evil in and of itself, but evil that tends to corrupt other people as well. I mean, this is bad stuff. And yet, he has reconciled us by Christ's physical body through death. And notice what this has resulted in. To present you holy in his sight, without blemish, and free from accusation. That little phrase, without blemish, is a word about sacrifices. It means that in order to be a sacrifice, and we know this from the Old Covenant, a sacrifice had to be perfect. Well, we have been made as spotless as the Lamb who died for us. We have been presented perfect, blemish-free, no accusation. This, to me, is one of the key concepts of understanding the gospel, is the fact that God in Christ has done away completely with everything that ever separated us from him. Andrew, what has this meant in your life and in the life of those people to whom you minister?
Well, Richard, I finally put God front and center on this. You know, as a Christian who's sincere and eager and wanted to please God and wanted to feel close to God, you know, you look at this and you realize he has now done it. You know, it's something that God did, not something that I'm doing. I'm not making myself closer to God. God has made me close. It's a past tense verb. He has now reconciled you. It's something that God did. God was the agent and we were just the recipient of it. So next time I go to measure my closeness with God, you know, when we measure our closeness, we tend to survey our recent performance, you know, how have I been doing lately? Oh, I guess I, you know, in terms of closeness, I register, oh, I don't know, about a 6 or a 7, or some people say a 2, you know, and the reality is that on a scale of 1 to 10, we're totally off the charts. I mean, if God did the reconciling, then how reconciled are we? If God made us close, then how close are we? And then you just look at why, and it says because of what Christ did on the cross. Yes. So the who is God, and the why is the cross. And if that's the reason I'm close, then I'm as close as I'll ever get. This is not something progressive, continuous, little by little by little by little. No, if you're a Christian, if you're in Christ, then the Bible actually says you're one spirit with him. So, you know, how close is your Jesus? I like to ask people that all the time, Richard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we think of closeness, we tend to think of, oh, our dad or our mom growing up or friendships we've had. We come up with human analogies. But in all those human analogies, there is no blood sacrifice involved. This is the one relationship that was brought to us by blood, signed in blood. And we are as close to Jesus as we'll ever be, and that's good news.
Yeah, I love how you state that this ends up being a binary condition. We are either reconciled or we are not reconciled. There's no two steps forward and one step back. It's either true or it's false, and thank God it's true.
Mm. Well, it is basic Absolutely. Gospel, everybody, and we thank you for joining us. Andrew Farley joining Richard Piper and me, and of course the number 844-322-2742 is available right now. If you have something you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a Bible question, we would still love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Well, guys, let's go to Destrehan, Louisiana, talk to our friend Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing great. Doing
well.
Richard. You're talking about something I looked at this morning, and I was wondering if you could maybe just connect the dots so that we could see just how big a deal this reconciliation is and how strong it is. Over in Colossians 2:14, it talks about that there was a debt and it was canceled out, the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. So I kind of see that as it is a big deal, because that barrier that was between us and God has been completely removed. So, yes.
Yeah, well, I think you've got it exactly. When Paul is talking about Jesus nailing something to the cross, first of all, we think, well, Jesus was nailed to the cross. And then we have to realize that activity was prophesied in the Old Testament and throughout specifically the Old Covenant. There was this sacrifice going to be made, just like Andrew was talking about. This is a blood issue. And because of the power of Jesus' life and the quality of his own blood, the law that stood against us has been canceled. You talk about reconciliation. If you're not reconciled, then there's something that's keeping you from being reconciled. And the specific issue is the law. I look at the law and I say, I'm cooked. I'm done. There's nothing for me here. I come to Jesus and I say, he's finished it. His life is mine. His reconciliation is mine. And it's just that stark. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wayne, this thing, it affects the way that we look at God, we relate to God, because, you know, how many Christians do you know that run around with just this weight on them, and they feel like they owe God? They have heard so many sermons that say, look how much God has done for you. And then there's a long pause for us to feel guilty. And then they come in with the hammer. And so now how much should you do for God in response, because you owe him so much? Well, this says the certificate of debt has been canceled. We don't owe God. We cannot live in an owing relationship. Walk on eggshells. You're trying to please God the best you can, but there's always more you coulda, woulda, shoulda done. And what I love, Wayne, about this passage in Colossians that you brought up, you know, it says that the debt has been canceled. We don't owe God. We couldn't pay him back anyway, could we?
No, and you see, and that is exactly why this is the best news in all of creation. And I tell you, it's my prayer that we all get to see this, because like Richard said, it ends up, and the end result is, in Christ, we're blameless, we're free from accusation and above reproach in his sight. And mm-hmm. after that ain't grounds for shouting, I don't know what is.
Good news.
Amen. Yeah.
Wayne, we really appreciate your call, friend, as always. Hope you'll keep listening and call us again. I'll give the phone number again, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. New York City, let's go talk to Michael, listening in Queens on WMCA. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hello, I just had a Bible question I wanted an answer to. I was wondering if you knew what part of the Bible, if any part of the Bible, that St. Michael the Archangel is mentioned in.
Okay. Had a chance to look that up real quick here. Computers are wonderful. He's mentioned in Daniel 10.
Okay.
In Revelation 12.
In
Daniel 12 again. So Daniel 10 and 12, Jude 1, 9, and Revelation 12, 7. There may be a couple of others, but those are the major ones.
Daniel 10 and 12.
Yeah. Specifically Daniel 10, 21, and then there's context around that, and Daniel 12, 1, and the context around that.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Good to hear from you, Michael. Keep listening. Call us again. 844-322-2742. You know, with your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, Reconciled for Life, and its accompanying study guide. And about the message, Bob says, there's no more powerful expression of God's love for you than the initiative he took on your behalf in Jesus, who reconciled you by his death and granted you eternal life through his resurrection. So friends, if you need assurance of your salvation or know someone who does, this message, Reconciled for Life, will provide it. And it's yours this month for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and receive your copy of Reconciled for Life, click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or phone our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's Donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742.
The sound of the shofar, and Israel beckons you. February 7th through the 18th, 2017, Basic Gospel invites you to join us for the spiritual adventure of a lifetime. 10 days in the Holy Land, the land of the Bible. Remember Mount Carmel, where Elijah battled the prophets of Baal? We'll be there. And the Jezreel Valley, future site of the Battle of Armageddon. We'll boat ride on the Sea of Galilee and hear the scriptures read on the Mount of Beatitudes, just as the followers of Jesus did 2,000 years ago. We'll visit the Jordan Valley in the city of Jerusalem, walking the same paths walked by Jesus and the disciples. From the panoramic view from the Mount of Olives to quiet moments of reflection in the Garden of Gethsemane. Across the Kidron Valley to the house of Caiaphas, we'll stand where Jesus suffered on the scourging floor and walk the Via Dolorosa toward Calvary and the steps of Jesus. It will be the spiritual adventure of a lifetime, and you are invited February 7th through the 18th, 2017. Click the Events tab at basicgospel.net for complete information and registration. Space is limited to 40, and registrations have already begun. So don't delay. Reserve your place today. Again, click Events at basicgospel.net. Let's explore the Holy Land together for the spiritual adventure of a lifetime.
Can't add too much to that, but it is going to be the spiritual event of a lifetime, and we hope you're going to be a part of that. Only 40 of you are going to be able to participate, so registrations are coming in, so get your registration in now if you possibly can. 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. Andrew Farley joining Richard Pfeiffer and me, and again, 844-322-2742. Question from Lisa, who writes to us, and she says, "Hi, I've listened to you guys for years and love every minute of it. I'm thankful to God that he can use people like you to spread the good news." I don't know exactly what she meant by that, but I guess it's good.
Even
people like us, exactly. Anyway, the question, in Bible study last week, there was a question about John 3:5, specifically about the phrase born of water. What does the water refer to? That's from Lisa, who listened to online.
Yeah, well, that's a really important question because yes. A lot of people, of course, have spun John chapter 3 into the false idea that water baptism is needed in order to be saved, that somehow water baptism gives you a status before God. But as you read through John 3, I think you realize that there's really an altogether different meaning here. He follows up saying, you know, you've got to be born of water and born of the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom. But then he clears it up. He says that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. So our first birth, our physical birth, is when we are born of flesh. That's when we are born in a sack of water. We live inside of this sack of water for 9 months, and then mom gives birth to us. And so that makes us born of flesh. It also makes us born of water. And then, you know, 27 years later or 42 years later or whenever it might be, we hear the gospel, we believe in Jesus Christ, in his death, his resurrection, and we are born again. That is a second birth. And that time we are born of the Spirit. So when Jesus is explaining this 2,000 years ago to Nicodemus, you know, he may not have understood it all, but it's very clear as you work your way through John chapter 3 that there is a physical birth, and then that is followed by a spiritual birth, and it's the spiritual birth that saves us. There's no reference to baptism in water in this passage at all. The water refers to good old mom giving birth to us when we are 0 years old. And then being born of the Spirit is our new birth when we come to faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Lisa, I hope that's helpful to you. We celebrate baptism because it's really an outward expression, an outward celebration, like an anniversary or a birthday party. We are celebrating our spiritual birth in Christ. But that happened because of faith in Jesus. It didn't happen because we were dunked in some water. H2O has never saved anybody. It is the Spirit of God that saves. I hope that's helpful to you.
Thank you, Lisa, for that question. Let's go to Lexington, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Ann listening on WFIA. Hi, Mary Ann. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thank you. I'm listening on your – I have your app.
Oh,
and
great.
I really want to put a plug in for your app because not many people have it, and it's such a great. This isn't why I'm calling, but I'm just gonna. Sorry, I get distracted.
It's quite all right.
It is indeed. We appreciate that.
The app is so good because you can listen to. I can listen to a program once and think I get it, but with the app, you can listen to it again and again and. And not only remember things, but things will register for me that I didn't hear before. And I really urge everybody to download the app on the phone and to sign up for the emails, for the programs for the email. I remember a few weeks ago there was a gentleman who called in and he said, "Don't you ever go off the radio."
Yeah.
And I hope he's listening today because if you have the app, you can listen to it anytime. And you can listen to it over, and it's such a blessing. And it's free, just like the radio is free for us. It's free. The app is free, but it costs you all money to do it, and I appreciate that, and I want to put a plug in for people to support you. But at any rate.
Well, Marianne, I don't know how it could have been said any better. We really appreciate your input on that. We are very gratified that it is ministering in your life and hopefully many others as well.
Oh, I'm telling you. I wish you knew me before this, but I was driving and somebody crossed a double yellow line and hit me head on, and I have a head injury that affects part of my thinking, and I'm really smart and articulate, but I get sidetracked very easily. So when you said I set up very well, that makes me thank you. Thank you for that. And I'm telling you, people would be so gratified. Okay, I will move on. But
that's great.
And I don't even know who's there today.
Andrew Farley joining Richard Pfeiffer, and my name is Bob Davis.
Oh, I know who you are, Bob. Okay. Well, and I've spoken to Richard on the phone, and here's my brain injury. I'm going to be so embarrassed when I am. I live in Lexington, Kentucky, right where Bob grew up. But anyway, Richard, thank you. You've helped me in the past, and you probably don't remember me, but anyway, you guys are great. And my question is, somebody called in about depression a while back, and I don't know if y'all know anything about Kentucky, but it's the allergy capital of the United States, and people get sinus headaches and sinus infections and horrible migraines. And I have a medium range migraine right now, which is making it, I can't even listen to this show after I'm verbally just blah. But at any rate, my question is, someone called and asked Bob about depression, and his answer was so helpful. And with my headache, I can't even find the program.
Marianne, I think we can reach out to you. If you will hang on the line, then what we could do is get your email, and we'll find that program where Bob talks about depression, and we'll send that to you so that you'll know exactly where to look in the app or on the archives, okay, and you'll be able to review that. Does that help?
Okay, that will help, because I've tried to look through the archives, but with my head hurting so badly, I can't find it. And yeah,
we will definitely find it, Marianne, and send it to you. And we really appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much for calling and sharing about the app.
Okay, and one more thing, and I know you guys want to cut me, but I have to put a word in for Billy, who answers the phone when you call the office. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know her, and she is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. And
she is indeed.
I just want to send her a hug. Yeah. So
we will pass that along. Thank you so much, Marianne. You hold the line, and we'll get your email address, and we will definitely get that depression CD to you. So I know it'll be very, very helpful. So thank you again for your call. Let's go to Fort Worth now and talk with Marcus, listening on KWRD, the word here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Marcus, you're on the air.
How are y'all today?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Good. I understand that we are, as born-again believers, live under the new covenant of grace. Hebrews 9:12 says, if I remember their iniquity, I will be merciful to their iniquities. And I remember their sins no more. And, of course, Romans 4:7-8, blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. And my question is, as a New Testament believer, how do you reconcile that with 2 Corinthians 5:10, which says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad?
Well, Marcus, my take on that is that we must all appear refers to all humans, not just all Christians, but all humans have to appear and be judged. Some people say it's a separate event. I don't know if it's separate or the same, or part one and part two, but in Revelation 20 and 21, we see a judgment, and everyone appears, all humans, not just Christians. And then it goes on to say that some people will be recompensed for their deeds that are bad. Well, Christians are not paid back for their bad deeds. Our bad deeds are called sins, and Jesus paid for our sins so that we wouldn't have to. So this refers to all humans appearing at the judgment seat of Christ. And of course, it's like sheep and goats. Some will enter into eternity with him, totally forgiven, and others will not. So it's a black and white judgment, saved or lost. And Revelation 20 and 21 expands on this. So I hope that's helpful to you.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for your call. Really, really appreciate hearing from you. We appreciate hearing from everyone who called to be a part of this particular edition of Basic Gospel. I want to say thanks to Andrew Farley, who joins us every week for the most part as he can, mm-hmm. and we appreciate his participation in it, as we do Richard Piper. So we want to remind you that we'll be back tomorrow for another live edition. For those of you who called but didn't get through, we want to encourage you to call a little bit earlier in the broadcast, because we would love to hear from you on Basic Gospel. Well, that's our time for today, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you join us then. Bye-bye.